Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
An orchestra submits to a robotic overlord. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Coming up later on today's show, New Orleans funk by way of Boston from the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble live in our studio. But we begin with the question why conductors might now be worrying a bit more about their job security. We'll be talking in a moment to the developer of a video game that lets you become a conductor. And we start with a plucky little white guy named Asimo. Asimo is a robot developed by Honda. He stands 4 feet tall. And on Tuesday night, Asimo led the Detroit Symphony Orchestra in this performance of The Impossible Dream from the musical Man of La Mancha. With us on the line is Mark Stryker. He's the classical music critic of the Detroit Free Press. Mark, welcome to Soundcheck.
Nice to be here.
So you are the classical music critic. Go ahead and criticize. How did he do?
Well, I tell you, I have heard performances with less personality, let's put it that way. But generally speaking, the new incoming music director of the Detroit Symphony, Leonard Slatkin, and I think Alan Gilbert in New York will be safe for a while. So
they're not hearing footsteps yet.
Not quite yet. Although, to see this robot in action was quite striking. The robot walks out on stage. It's about 4 feet three, as you said, and he walked out on stage. Actually, it's an it, not a
he. Yeah, yeah.
It walked out on stage, waved to the crowd, said hello, everyone, in this sort of high chirpy voice of indefinite sex. Walked over to the orchestra, waved at the orchestra, and the orchestra waved back at it. And it turned to the orchestra and engineer backstage, you know, remote control, wireless, gave a cue, and the robot lifted its arms up, gave a downbeat, and they started to play The Impossible Dream.
Right. Now, Asimo, its name stands for Advanced Step in Innovative Mobility. It's funny, you know, you want to call it he or she or something when you see something actually walk out on stage and wave and talk to you. You want to give it a gender. How did the robot learn to do whatever real conducting it did during this performance?
The Honda engineers filmed a Detroit Symphony Orchestra staff conductor, the education director, a man named Charles Burke. They filmed him conducting the piece, and then the engineers translated all of those gestures and movements, somehow programmed the robot to do all that, and it was quite exact. For instance, he beat a relatively simple 3-4 time for most of the piece, but at the end there is a retard, that is, the music slows down for a big finish, and the conducting shifted into 6-8 time, and the robot actually shifted from 3 into 6 as Charles had done in the film, and it ended with some dramatic held notes, all of which he was able to mimic quite convincingly what the original conductor had did with relatively lifelike fluid gestures. Of course, what the robot cannot do is think or react in real time. So there was no communication that goes on. There was no shaping of the music as a real conductor would do. But in terms of waving its arms, stopping and starting, and conducting through the piece, the orchestra had to follow him and did.
All right. We're speaking with Mark Stryker, the classical music critic of the Detroit Free Press, about Tuesday night's Detroit Symphony Orchestra performance, conducted in part by the robot named Asimo. And we have a clip. The full clip is on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. But this is Thomas Wilkins, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra's resident conductor, talking to Asimo, the robot, after the performance.
I'm not even sure I should be speaking to you right now. But Asimo, bravo. I think for sure we have added a new page to the rich musical heritage in Detroit.
Thank you, Thomas. It is absolutely thrilling to perform with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. This is a magnificent concert hall.
We're not paying you for this, by the way. Just to keep... You know, you did such a fantastic job. I mean, your movements were great. Your get-up is beautiful. I had no idea you had musical training.
I like music, and I'm especially passionate about supporting music education for children.
That is Asimo talking with Thomas Wilkins. There's more, the full clip, on our website at wnyc.org. Mark Stryker, the Detroit Free Press, with us on the line. Asimo was not developed to wave his arms at an orchestra. I mean, 22 years of research, tens of millions of dollars. He's eventually supposed to be kind of an aid to the elderly, you know, to do things that are hard for them to do. What is the goal, what was the goal, as you understand it, of this exercise?
Well, Honda has been very generous with the Detroit Symphony and gave the orchestra $1 million in the last year to create some new music education programs that are designed to put violin string instruments in the hands of inner-city kids in Detroit. And one of the Honda sort of marketing folks, marketing guy here in Detroit, came up with the idea a few months ago, 6 months ago maybe, that gee, we've given this money to the Symphony for Music Education. What if we taught Asimo to conduct, and we were able to sort of bring him out and
now you're doing it, calling it him.
Yeah, bring it out. It's, you know, it's funny because when you see it and it waves back, it waves at you. You wave back at it because it looks like a person. You have to sort of remind yourself that it is not a person. Anyway, the whole idea was to draw attention to the Honda Detroit Symphony partnership. Asimo had never conducted before. They taught it to conduct specifically for this concert the other night. There are no plans at this point to take it on the road, but it's a very good marketing device for the company, and if I were them, I would try and get it out there because it's a lot of fun to see.
Well, what about the irony of Honda, Japanese automaker, you know, doing all of this in the home of the American auto industry?
Well, as the automotive industry, of course, is it's all global these days, and that irony, that's we're long past that in Detroit. What I think is the more interesting irony is that Toyota is building robots as well, and Toyota has robots now that can play trumpet and they can play violin. And I was talking with some musicians backstage about what it would be like if we could get an orchestra of Toyota's robots to play for Honda's conductor robot, and would there be great peace in the land of Japanese automaking? And the musicians were very funny, as they were throughout this whole thing, and said to me, "Well, boy, if that happened, we'd have then the Toyota robots would resent the fact that the Honda conductor robot was making four times as much money, and we would have those kinds of things." And I do have to say that the musicians, who can be a pretty tough bunch on conductors, as your listeners would know, were really enjoyed the experience. They were quite complimentary of the technology, the wizardry that went into Asimo, and they were quite game for the whole thing. And they were very funny. One of the trumpet players in the orchestra, in particular, told me during the rehearsal that he said, "The beautiful thing about this conductor is that it always does the same thing twice."
So what he does in rehearsal, he'll do out on stage.
Correct. I reminded the trumpeter that Asimo doesn't talk either, and he told me, "Yeah, that's another nice feature."
So anybody working on a robotic music critic over there in Japan?
God, I hope not.
Mark Stryker is the classical music critic of the Detroit Free Press, talking about Asimo, the robot from Honda who led the Detroit Symphony Orchestra in performance on Tuesday night. Mark, thanks very much for being with us.
Of course, anytime.
Well, if a robot can do it, Maybe you can too. Up next, we talk about a Guitar Hero kind of video game for Leonard Bernstein wannabes. Coming up in just a little while on Soundcheck today, New Orleans Swing meets James Brown Funk when the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble plays live in our studio. You won't want to miss that. This is Soundcheck.